Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When I wrote obituaries pre-pandemic, you're prepared to deal with people who are grieving and processing what's happened. But this time, you're also dealing with that barrier, you know, the glass at the hospital that the family had to look at them through, if they're lucky, or the phone where they had to say their goodbyes or give the final DNR orders. So in addition to regular grief, there's that extra layer of coronavirus grief that's separating people from their loved ones. The lack of human contact is very cruel. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. My name is Maureen O'Donnell, and I'm the obituary writer at the Chicago Sun-Times, based in Chicago. Unfortunately, we can't write about every COVID-19 death. We have to be judicious about picking somebody, and one of my editors likened it to triage. If I write about an octogenarian on a Monday, on Tuesday I might be writing about a 40-something-year-old darts player who died of the coronavirus, or a well-known pastor who helped advance the career of Aretha Franklin in gospel circles in Chicago. I love telling stories about Chicago. I love my city, and an obituary that resonated with a lot of people was Amelia Pontarelli. She was from Italy, from a small mountaintop village, and she came to Chicago to create a better life for her family. She wound up working at the family business, Tony's Italian Deli, which is sort of a landmark on Chicago's northwest side. Tony's Deli was a place where you could go and get Amelia Pontarelli's homemade, pre-made dinners. And so if you were a recent widow or widower or a busy mother or somebody who was just ravenously hungry, you could go and pick up her homemade gnocchi and her homemade meatballs and her homemade lasagna. And when you got in line at her cash register to check out, she'd look approvingly at your purchases and say, "Mama's cooking for you tonight." And what a lot of people didn't know was that she had survived Nazi incursion into her town. She was 12 or 14 years old, and she was not afraid to speak her mind. And I can read you a little portion. "When the Germans entered their town, they commandeered everything. She had a pet goat, and they tried to take it. She was not having any of it." She literally was raining verbal abuse on Nazi soldiers who came into their town, and her dad had to pull her away to save her life. And unfortunately, she died of the coronavirus. Writing obituaries has really driven home to me how you shouldn't postpone, because all of us obituary writers have heard many times, "Oh, he always dreamed of seeing Egypt and the pyramids," or "She always wanted to see the Eiffel Tower." And it's really driven home, don't wait. I think for me, and for a lot of other writers I know, when the pandemic eases, if we can make some of our dreams come true, we'd like to. If we're lucky enough to have the option to do that, not everyone does.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.